from stpetecatalyst.com.
We're back for the 3:30 edition of the Chamber's Economic Impact Insights into the Coronavirus. And joining me is Chris Steinecker, fresh off a weekend of social distancing. How are you, sir?
Fantastic, Joe. Yourself?
Living the dream. Living Good. The dream.
It was a interesting weekend in St. Pete, wasn't it? Just to, if you did get out to see how well we were social distancing in some areas of our community, our streets and our businesses that were practicing social distancing seemed to really work. There seemed to be a little bit of a attraction to our parks and our sidewalks. So they are tending to be very crowded. But I think for the most part, everybody tried to do their best part to stay away, but stay together.
I feel a bit of competition now. You know, they have these videos, really beautiful videos going around of drone shots of San Francisco and Boston, just running through these completely empty streets where, you know, the whole video, and they set it to music, and it's very surreal, but, you know, they've really stepped up their game in understanding the severity of what could be if we don't keep things under control. And I hope that we can become one of those enlightened places that do as much as well.
Yeah, we are really trying to make sure that all the businesses that need to stay in business are working safely, and those that aren't are safe at home, keeping everybody distant. For those of us who've lived in St. Pete a long time, I've been here 32 years, and literally as you drive around the streets today, it's as if it was 25 years ago. I mean, there is just literally nobody on our streets today.
Yeah. And speaking of businesses, the government and several places have started to kick in with programs and forthcoming incentives and opportunities for businesses. So I think we're going to dig into that a little bit today.
Yeah, you know, that it's coming again fast and furious as far as the types of support we're getting. And we're going to be talking about it all week long. Literally, we're going to have all different packages of support. But I thought I'd bring in Jason Mathis, who runs our downtown partnership, to help us with some of those resources, to really give kind of a snapshot of a summary of them so that our members can start digging into them this week as well. So welcome, Jason.
Hey, dude.
Hi, Chris. Hi, Joe. Thanks for having me on your podcast.
Well, thanks for having us. And hey, listen, Jason, before we get started about just all the support for our businesses that are out there, you run the Downtown Partnership. Tell people a little bit about that, and then how are things going for you guys as you work from home as well?
Sure. So the Downtown Partnership is a very small nonprofit organization. We really just focus on urban development in St. Petersburg. We've been around since the 1960s, been involved in some real estate transactions over the years. But really what we think about is how do we make sure that our community continues to grow in ways that are sustainable, that are good for the economy, that reinforce the values that we have as a community. We've seen tremendous growth over the past decade, as you know, as you've largely been responsible for. We just want to make sure that we keep that trend moving forward in ways that are really positive. With or without crises like the coronavirus, we just want to make sure that St. Pete continues to thrive well into the future. And that's the whole role of our very small organization.
Well, it's a small but very powerful organization that's changed the way downtown has been for the last 50 years. So thank you for continuing running. One of the things you have been running for us is our downtown looper. How is the looper functioning, and what can we expect?
So the looper was functioning fully until yesterday. We actually ended running looper service just yesterday on Sunday. We've gone back and forth and had a lot of conversations with our partners at the city and PSTA on continuing to keep the looper going. In the end, we really had almost no passenger count and felt that for the protection of our drivers and just public safety, keeping people from congregating in one area, that we would discontinue service for a little while. So we have the resources to continue to bump it up as soon as we're ready to go again, as soon as we get the okay. But based on some recommendations from PSTA, we decided to end service yesterday. But we have full plans to launch it as soon as we're able to.
Well, first of all, we appreciate that you have run it for us, because we have seen the numbers spike up this year, that you've actually expanded where it connects to our innovation district and to all of our attractions downtown. So we know that this is just temporary. We'll get back lined up for that going forward. So we appreciate what you do for that. We also know you have helped us kind of understand our impact, or the amount of programs that are in place for us, and they start at the federal government. Can we start? Let's let's talk about what our businesses should be aware of going into Monday with all these programs. So let's start off with the Paycheck Protection Program. That seems to be one that has simplified a little bit. Our Senator Rubio has even put some information together. Help our businesses understand where they need to start today.
Yeah, so this is a brand new program. It's part of the Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Securities Act, the CARES Act that Congress just passed on Friday. So this is only a couple days old. What this program does is it allows businesses to borrow money up to 250% of their payroll, and it goes towards for 2 months, two months worth of up to 250% of your payroll. But you have to use that money to continue to pay your employees, to pay your rent, to pay your operating costs. The thing that's sort of amazing about this program is that if you meet those criteria, it can all be forgiven. So you can have this money, you can keep in business, you can float basically for 2 months, almost cost-free, but you have to maintain your payroll, you have to keep these people employed. But it does, I think it's a really important lifeline for people, and it's brand new. Well, I talked to three or four bankers over the weekend trying to understand a little bit more about it. And I'm not a banker. I'm not an attorney. So I wanted to make sure I wasn't overstating anything. They said right now everyone's still trying to figure out exactly how they're going to roll it out. It is backed with the federal government, so you don't need collateral. The federal government is the collateral. But bankers said the best thing to do right now is to reach out to your individual bank, your banking institution, or if you've got a relationship with a banker, let them know you're interested in it. And particularly for businesses that are really struggling, that have lost all their income or a big chunk of their income, but want to have loyalty to their employees, this is a really incredible way to do it. It's a very, very low interest rate, and again, the loan itself can be forgiven if you maintain the criteria that the legislation calls for.
And here's a little bit of sunshine for our smallest of businesses. And again, these rules are changing, but the way I understand it right now, Jason, maybe you can verify this for us, is we have a lot of businesses that are solo entrepreneurs that are literally just one person operations or two person operations providing it. My understanding is this Paycheck Protection Program actually helps these folks as well, and they can apply for this, for these resources as well. So we're not talking about businesses that have a large payroll of folks. We're also talking about those solo entrepreneurs.
Yeah, it runs the gambit from anybody who's a sole practitioner, a single employee, where you're self-employed, all the way up to 500 people. That's what the federal government calls as a small business. We would think that's probably a little bit bigger business here, but the definition is all the way up to 500 people. So this is a really, as this crisis has unfolded, and particularly the economic component of this crisis, I think we've all been scratching our heads just saying, how are we going to get through this? And it feels like this is a really positive step that can actually help businesses be successful for the next 2 months. Keep the lights on, keep paying your people. We know that a lot of employers have a ton of loyalty to their staff, and it's really hard to think about what does this look like if you can't pay your people who have been loyal to you, you have a relationship with. So this is a really important step. Now, this doesn't preclude you also getting small business association loans or small business administration loans. Those are still available. The state of Florida has loans for small businesses up to $50,000 that are interest-free. And I know the city is working on a loan package to help our small businesses here in St. Petersburg as well. So you don't say this all the time, particularly in this day and age, but it is great to see all levels of government firing on all cylinders, trying to find ways to keep the economy moving forward. And I think that really is true. Help really is on the way from the federal, state, and local level. And that's something that is a ray of sunshine, as you just said, Chris.
Got it. So on a Monday like this, if I know all of our small businesses, even those that are solo entrepreneurs, are trying to figure out, how do I orient myself? Where is the best first place to start? Again, talk to your banker and your lawyers, but my real advice right now is learn about the Paycheck Protection Program. That's one that's very simple in its application of it and understanding of it. That will at least help you understand about the other decisions you have to make about your hours of operation and what kind of people you're going to continue working on and what kind of services you're going to offer. So that's a good place to start. As Jason mentioned, you're going to hear later this week, our city is going to come out with its fighting and chance support for our small businesses as well. And our Art Alliance, along with Creative Pinellas, is coming out one for our small art galleries and artists as well. So this week is going to be a one of how do I keep our businesses focused on, now that they understand the rules of government of how to operate in our businesses, and I think we've been very consistent with that. Now we understand how to keep a resilient and somewhat sustainable business model going for these businesses, and these programs are those. Are there any other right now they should be studied or focused on right now, Jason, that you're aware of?
The only thing that I would add, and you likely have talked about this already as well, is that the state has pushed back a lot of filing deadlines for taxes, for property taxes, for sales taxes. I think everyone's trying to be very reasonable and accommodating. So if you have concerns about any of those things, missing a deadline or not filing your taxes in time, I think everyone really understands the seriousness of this crisis, and people are really working hard to try to accommodate that. With cash flowing into businesses, and with relieving some of the regulations that you might otherwise be faced with as a business owner.
Got it. Well, I appreciate your time on it. Is there any other points you want to bring up about our businesses and working together with them?
Well, the one thing I would say is that a hallmark of this community is generosity of spirit, compassion, creativity, coming together in a cohesive way. And you think about the communities that are going to come out of this successfully, the communities that are going to come out and be stronger after this crisis. And this is due to your leadership. It's due to leadership at the city. It's due to leadership from the business community and people across our community, just the community ethic that we have. But I really feel positive about St. Petersburg and our ability to weather this storm and to come out on the other side even stronger, more resilient, and more cohesive than we've been in the past. I really believe that this is a trying, difficult time, but it gives us an opportunity to come out and be even stronger, an even better St. Petersburg after we get through this.
Well, thank you for saying that, Jason, because I really believe that too. And you're part of that leadership. So I appreciate what you've done for our community as well. But make sure, Joe, that any listener that's out there that really is struggling right now going, I hear that, but I don't know where to go or who to ask next. The Chamber of Commerce and the Greenhouse really do have navigators waiting for your call right now, that are really trying to put together a personal package for you, a customized experience for you, because what we've really realized is there is a percentage of our businesses that really need substantial navigating help, like really not hand-holding, but very close to that because of just how devastating this news is to their business. If you're one of those, you are not alone in St. Pete. Please contact the Greenhouse, contact the Chamber of Commerce, and we will get you connected with all those lawyers, all those accountants, all those bankers that really can help you right now because they want to and they've got time and energy to do so.
Hey, Joe, I'll just mention one last thing. We're trying to start a hashtag of Keep St. Pete Shining just to emphasize the positive things that are happening. I've been so impressed with some stories of people being really courageous, really compassionate, really creative. So if you're able to echo that or push that, I know some of the stuff that you're doing has been an example that we've used to people. So if people can really focus on the positive, even in the midst of a difficult, dark time, you see people stepping up and doing amazing things. And I think that helps with the whole stress level, the mental health issue, the component to know that we're going to get through this, we're going to be okay, and the people really do care. And I think Chris's point just echoed that completely. So letting people know that people are out there, people care, people are really trying hard to find solutions, I think is important.
Yeah, I'll give a shining example. Drew Rabin has been working with Steve Westfall and his group, and they're doing 400 meals a day to Jordan Park. And going to be out there all this week. And he's organized a convoy of food trucks. Steve's been a great partner in helping with food and prep and Drew with the distribution. And so that's something that's out there and a shining example of keeping St. Pete shining.
Yeah. Joe, that's a great example because Steve's feeding his employees as well. I mean, they're doing those kind of things. Let's keep that hashtag alive, Jason, because at the end of all this, at the end of summer, the Chamber puts on its Good Burger event celebrating the best in St. Pete. We're recalibrating all kind of moments where we saw people step up in a hard way. That's how we're going to put that together. So that'll be a good mine for us to go through. Anyone posting what they're seeing the best of, let's keep that going as well.
I love it.
Wonderful.
All right. Keep the faith.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Joe.
from stpetecatalyst.com.